In this bulletin, New South Wales and Queensland continue to count COVID cases in lockdown. Meanwhile, the federal opposition is suggesting cash grants for jabs in a bid to speed up the vaccine rollout. And in sport, the Matildas lose to Sweden, however stay in the running for bronze if they can beat Team USA. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. A COVID-19 outbreak at an inner west Sydney nursing home has reached 20 people as the residents of an entire floor are shifted to hospital. New South Wales recorded 207 new local COVID-19 cases in the 24 hours to 8pm on Sunday, as well as the outbreak's 15th death, a man in his 90s. It comes as 20 virus cases were uncovered at Wyoming Nursing Home in Summerhill, including 18 residents and two staff members. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian has again emphasised the importance of vaccination, saying the pandemic is now in our hands.
We are all in this together, and if we reduce the cases and we reduce the virus circulating in particular communities, it means all of us can have a greater sense of opportunity for freedom moving forward, because reducing case numbers, reducing the number of people infectious in the community helps all of us.
Queensland is bracing for more coronavirus cases as authorities warn the situation will continue to escalate, with concern centred on two schools that have recorded positive cases. The state recorded 13 new cases on Monday, the highest daily total in almost a year. A snap three-day lockdown has been extended by 5 days to at least 4pm on Sunday. There are now several high-risk exposure sites, including six schools and public transport routes. Residents living along the Victoria-New South Wales border will have to justify their movements to authorities as border control between the two states tightens. Victoria has banned non-essential movement across state lines because of the threat of Sydney's COVID-19 Delta outbreak. From tonight, border bubble residents will only be able to move between states for six reasons: medical care, compassionate purposes, work, education, playing sport, or getting vaccinated. The new measure applies to residents on both sides of the New South Wales-Victorian border. The Labor Party is proposing a one-off cash incentive for people who get vaccinated against coronavirus in the next 4 months. It comes after the Prime Minister Scott Morrison outlined a plan for cutting some restrictions once 70% of the eligible population has two vaccine doses. Once there is 80% coverage, the government is suggesting wide-scale lockdowns could end. The federal opposition says an incentive could put the plan into action by Christmas, suggesting anyone who takes up a vaccination by December 1 be paid $300. Authorities are continuing to promise greater freedoms once a benchmark of 70% of the population is fully vaccinated. About 14.4 million Australians will need to be vaccinated out of a population of 20 million. Australia is administering about 100,000 second doses a day. At that rate, the country could reach the mark in mid-November. Epidemiologist Catherine Bennett says that's when lockdowns will be less likely.
If you had a situation where the virus was in the community, you would still be able to control it without having to have these long lockdowns we're seeing in Sydney now. So that's the advantage. If you get to 70% of the adult population, then we're somewhere akin to the UK now, and you can manage it without serious illness and without deaths. That's what we want to get to.
Western barred bandicoots have returned to a part of far northwestern New South Wales for the first time in 100 years after the area was purged of feral animals. 10 of the small marsupials known by local Aboriginal people as Talpiro have been reintroduced to the Sturt National Park as part of the Wild Deserts Conservation Project. Ecologists say the Talpiro once ranged across inland Australia but became extinct in the region following the introduction of rabbits, foxes and feral cats. To football now, Sweden have defeated the Matildas 1-0 to advance to the gold medal match Canada in Tokyo. Australia will now be left to face Team USA for bronze. Australia's Olympic medal tally is going up, however, still in fourth place overall with a total of 32 medals, 14 of which are gold. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth, shower or two, 17 degrees, Adelaide, showers and 13, Melbourne, much the same, 13 again, Hobart, late showers, 13, Canberra, showers easing and 11, Wollongong, an earlier shower or two, 21, Sydney, morning showers, 21 degrees, Newcastle, similar conditions and 22, Brisbane, a late shower or two, 28, Cairns, mostly sunny and 28, and Darwin, also sunny, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, this is SBS News.